Do you have any idea about that?
When I looked at it today, there was a transfer in from the previous fiscal year of approximately $13,000. I don't have the exact number. What it looks like to me is that when you go into Munis, if you look at the current year, it shows you exactly what happened for the current year, and then as you go across, it shows you the transfer in, and then it changes. You know, the budget code went from 168 to 181, but we only had budgeted $168,000 for fiscal year 19. So if you look at the year end for fiscal year 19 and not the gap totals, it's $19,387.32.
But you had a revised budget in fiscal year 2019 of $181,452.55.
Right.
So your revised budget, which is what your budget is, or was $181,452.
There was a carry forward from the previous fiscal
right,
year.
Of $13,452.55. Right.
So it doesn't mean that money's available for us to spend in fiscal year 19. It was just carried forward because there was still something open from the previous year.
I understand. But in fact, was in that budget code 66340, your revised budget was $181,452. Your actual and encumbrances left you with a balance, available balance, in 2019 of $30,871. And what you've just pointed out is it's $19,387. Okay. Christy, so you said that the contract, and I agree with your numbers, is the hourly rate is $184.
Correct.
Why do we have, in the same fiscal year, why do we have in our binders corrected invoices that are charging us a different amount?
So when I receive the invoices to be paid, the labor rate was incorrect. It was actually like $192 or something. It was a little bit more than it should have been. So I reached out to Honeywell. I asked them to please correct their invoices to charge us the right labor rate. When they re-invoiced it, they put a July date as the invoice date when the work was actually done the previous fiscal year. So we had to go back and forth a little bit, but in the end, the labor rates are, it's $184.
That's not what I have. I'm sorry. I have original invoices of $184. One of these invoices for this item that's just coming to us now was an invoice going back to the billing date was January 25th, 2019. That was the billing date. The date due was February 4th, 2019. So you're saying to us now that these invoices we have here, there's three invoices that we have, somehow were not paid. This particular one I'm looking at is $183.90 per hour. And that billing date was January 25th, 2019, with a due date of 2004. And that concurs to what you said in the very beginning of our conversation, that the contract that you have with this provider was for a labor rate of $184 an hour. That was in that fiscal year, right? Fiscal year 2019?
Yes.
Okay. So now we jump forward to their original invoice for billing that was done in April 26th of 2019, due and payable May 6th, 2019, in the amount of $1,876.54. And that was at $191.17, correct?
Yes.
So you're saying that you challenged that invoice and got it corrected back to $184 an hour?
Yes.
Okay. And then we had another invoice from April 26th due on May 6th in the amount of $1,529. That was also billed out at $192 an hour, and that you had corrected back to $184 an hour.
Yes.
Okay. So the three invoices that you're asking us to approve, that was work done back in January, February, March, or April that we haven't paid for yet. One amount is $569.69, correct?
$596.
Yes.
Yes.
69 cents.
Yes.
The other amount is $1,847.86.
Yes.
That's the corrected amount. And then the last invoice, the corrected amount is $1,472 even, correct?
Yes.
And the amount that you are asking us to approve is $3,916.55. Right?
$3,916.55, yes.
Yes, okay. How did you arrive at those numbers, Christy? I want to make sure that we're approving the right amount. We can talk more about the occurrences of these invoices, when the work was done, when it was invoiced, and why it's just coming to us now to be paid. But I need to know, how did you come up with that number, 3915? Because I'm coming up with a different number. And again, I want to make sure if this is approved, it's approved for the right amount, because I don't want to have you come back to us and say it was too much or too little. No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. I re-added those amounts, and I'm going to do it one more time, but it appears as though that number is correct. Okay, that number is correct, $3,916.55. So what happened to these invoices?
These invoices, I was out medical leave. These invoices came to me. We've had a lag with Honeywell. They've had some personnel changes, as have we. So I finally got a hold of the invoices. Then I had to have them straighten it out, which took a little bit for the, you know, $65 or whatever it was that they had overcharged. And then because of getting them to fix the invoices, and they put a new billing date of July when the work was actually done prior to June 30th, I had to have them re-revise them to include the dates that the work was done. So there was a little bit of a, even though, you know, the letter was typed on in July, and so there was a little bit of a lag for us to get this all straightened out, so it wouldn't be as confusing presenting it to you, and we could say, you know, this is why it's fiscal year 19, and this is how much it is.
And I can appreciate what you're saying as far as the confusion, because on this particular invoice of $1,472, up at the top, billing date, August 24th, due date, August 3rd. But when you go down into the description page of the invoice, it's showing the work completed April 26, 2019. Christy, when did you first challenge Honeywell on this error? Did you have that noted anywhere?
I have emails. I'm not exactly sure what the date was.
And the same on the invoice for 1847. It shows service work completed April 26th. Which three locations received this HVAC work?
City Hall, the animal shelter, and the police department.
And if I recall, I think the city is now looking to bring in a full-time person for HVAC. Is that still something that's in the plans?
I couldn't speak to that.
Okay. Sounded like a good idea. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye. 2020-161. Excuse me 1 minute. Christy, I need to talk to you further about an issue.
Okay.
2020-161, that is found on page 71.
Department is requesting to piggyback the state MPA for kitchen and appliance refrigeration maintenance and emergency services. The reason we are requesting to piggyback this MPA is that, if you recall, several months ago, there was a 56-6 that was presented to the council for dishwasher repairs at the Pilgrim Senior Center in excess of $1,000. This department had actually twice gone out to bid unsuccessfully. We received no responses for kitchen appliance maintenance at the Pilgrim Senior Center. I happened to come across this MPA doing some research for something else, and we thought it was a good idea that we piggyback it and request $3,000 in the event that something should go wrong at the Pilgrim Senior Center, as they do have the lunch program over there and they need to have functioning kitchen equipment.
Okay, so this is a request for up to, in case we have some sort of a equipment breakdown or something like that?
Yes, okay. We are required by the Department of Health to maintain the refrigerator at a certain temperature, the dishwasher needs to heat up, the seals have to be, you know, solid and things like that, so.
Who did we use mostly last year?
The invoices that I received were from May Engineering.
From where?
May Engineering.
Okay. I would just point out that it would certainly make sense to me to use Marshall, I believe, because there is a significant difference, right?
There is a difference in the pricing, and of course it's entirely dependent.
I'm sorry, to use industrial, because Marshall is significantly higher.
Correct.
Than industrial.
However, the other reason would be that if we couldn't get one vendor out, say the refrigerator is, you know, 65 degrees, we need to have that repaired. So if we can't get one vendor out, the lower vendor, then we have an option to have someone else fix it.
Sure, and you know, I'm comfortable with that, as long as obviously the vendor of first choice will be the one that is significantly lower. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Chrissy, thank you for bringing this to us. And you said you found the state MPA, because as you know, this is very important. They do a lunch program at the senior program at the senior center. So I know a lot of people depend on that lunch. And obviously with food and safety, there's state requirements and stuff like that. So this gives us some good options. So thank you for bringing this forward.
You're welcome.
Oh, Christy, I do have another question. I just point out, too, that this individual price list of stuff, can't read it. With magnifying glass, we can't read it. So
I that's the next bit. And it was part of the MPA paperwork for the next bit.
Sorry. Okay. We'll cross over to that when we get to it then. Okay, any other questions on this particular bid, 2020-161? Any questions from members of the committee, members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Item 2020-162, found on page 77.
Public Works is requesting to piggyback the state MPA for facilities maintenance and repair and operations industrial supplies. This would be purchases from Fastenal, MSC Industrial, or WW Granger. We are requesting a $25,000 cap, not to expire until June of 2023.
Christy, you say that because there was a lapse in the contract period for the city, this is a new request to piggyback. What was the reason for the lapse in the contract by the city?
The state has been slow to post some of their information, but they're also transferring to a new purchasing website, which I finally got through to someone up in the state purchasing office, and he directed me to where to find the information because I had questioned a couple of expiration dates for some bids that we usually piggyback. So with that being said, I did find the proper information, but because the bid expired June 30th for the city, as far as the piggyback, and it's now September, we did it as a new contract.
Because we have, there's like three separate contracts in here, right?
It's three, there's three vendors on the MPA, right. So yes.
Okay. I found it interesting to see on this State of Rhode Island Division of Purchases under agency requirements, line 3, it says agencies are reminded not to split orders. They must have followed our lead. To me, that's like, don't split bids, right? Found that interesting. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Moving on to PCR 140-19, continuation resolution relative to bids. First item is PCO 7-19, Pension Board. I'm going to ask to hold that until October 7th.
Motion to hold October 7th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 9417, State of Rhode Island Telecommunication Services, looking to hold until October 7th.
Motion to hold October 7th.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 148-17, looking to hold till October 7th.
Motion to hold October 7th.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And PCR 135-19, 2020-059, repair and or rebuild hydraulic cylinders. Christy.
Public Works is again requesting to award this bid to Tri-Power Sales and Service in the amount of $15,000 to expire August 25th, 2020. At the last meeting, the request was made for the invoices showing labor from June 1st to present and confirmation about the pricing that was submitted as part of the bid, which I believe you received both.
Okay, so just repeat that, Christy, for the reasons why we held it.
The bid was June, I think it was June 26th. The question was whether or not, like, what their pricing would be.
Their hourly rate pricing, I think.
Their hourly, yes. But as well, the parts, they said that it was the... Sorry. It was whether or not the pricing would be the same with the discount, which they did indicate in their email response that it would be the same as of the day I received it. And then the labor invoices were requested because they had offered us a 25% discount on their labor rate of $80. So they gave us...
Okay. And you have all that confirmed? You have sent it to us?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? The information that we requested was provided. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Christy. Finance Committee is adjourned at 7:20. Thank you.
I call the Ordinance Committee at 7:23. There's no minutes to accept. First is PCO 18-15 Neighborhood Improvement Program. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser? Councilman, we have the Neighborhood Improvement Program. It's not drafted. What's your pleasure? Okay. There's a request from the sponsor to hold to October 7.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Second is PCO 15-19, an ordinance in regards to health care. Councilman Lattiser, the sponsor is requesting hold to October 7th.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. I close the ordinance at 7:23.
Set. Public safety will come to order at 7:26 p.m. We don't have any minutes to approve, so first item is PCR 96-19, claim for Brandon Beauville. Is Brandon Beauville here? He's not, but we did just recently pass some revisions to how we handle claims. And it looks like as part of the paperwork, the affidavit was filled out correctly. Three estimates were submitted, and the department recommended approval of for the amount of $299.64, although based on the estimates, the lowest amount is $293.
Mr. Chairman, did a question?
Of course.
Did we approve or did it go through the body? Was it signed or was it proposed?
It was proposed and approved. You're talking about the resolution where we changed.
The change of the,
yeah.
Thank you, okay.
So are there any further questions from members of the committee? Is there a second?
Seconded.
All right, and before we vote on that, are there any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, Mr. Chairman, for clarification, the lowest amount is $293?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Our next item of business is PCR 126-19, claim for Barbara Flagg. Ms. Flagg, I believe, was in contact with City Hall, and she will not be in attendance. For those who don't remember, she was going to submit more estimates for us because her previous ones did not include the labor costs as reflected in her invoice. She did indeed submit those estimates. Both of them came in at over what she actually paid. One was $169.52. The other was over $165.94. In fact, total $175.11. So her invoice of $147.05 is actually lower, and now we have three estimates, including labor and parts. And the department previously recommended approval of this claim for, in fact, the invoice price.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Correctly.
Mr. Chair, we can't hear you here.
Nothing. Second attempt. Still up. So all the correct paperwork is now in for Ms. Flagg, representing the 147.05 invoice and estimates, correlating that, and given the new resolution, her attendance is not necessary. Does anyone have any questions on the committee? Does anyone have questions on the council? Does anyone have questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion. Of course. Changing your mind?
No, never mind. I thought you were on something else.
All right, seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount of 147.05.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unless I'm missing something, that concludes our business. At 7:29 p.m.
Intergovernmental.
Do you want me to leave these in here?
Please.
Councilman Corley, Councilman McElroy. Yes, sir.
Okay, this is the Intergovernmental Committee agenda, and we're starting at 7:30. There are no minutes, and there's one item on the agenda, PCR-130-19, a resolution in regards to the 2020 council calendar. Question I have is the council calendar that we have in our book, is this the one that we had at the last meeting? Okay. All right. The issue that I had raised concerning the calendar was the first meeting in June, that it would be I thought it was earlier, that it was on the heels of the budget hearings. And I was suggesting that it be moved so that there is a break between the end of the budget meetings. I don't remember it being June 8th, was it? Does anyone else have a recollection that it was closer in time in June? If not,
Mr. Chairman, I do remember it. I'm sorry, what? I'll wait for you. I was going to say, I remember we discussed this, and I do remember it being June 8th. I ended, because I gave serious consideration to what you were saying. I agreed with you that coming out of budget, you need a breather. But then I realized it's June 8th, and I think that the consideration was taken to give us that week to catch our breath and then get back to city business again. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Because I know when I brought it up last month, it appeared that the president made an argument that we needed that time because it would be pressing the 22nd date, and I had suggested moving it from Monday to Wednesday, but I don't recall it being June 8th. I thought it was the week before, which would have been
June 1st,
which doesn't make any sense because that is... We're still in the budget hearings,
The day it has to be approved. Agreed.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I don't have a problem with that June 10th date either. It does make sense. I know what it's like to go through those budget hearings and come back into a meeting shortly thereafter. Having said that, I would just respectfully suggest that we see if there's any objections from any of our colleagues to any of the other dates, and if not, move this with the amendment of June 10th.
Does anyone on the committee have any other questions concerning any of the proposed dates? Other than the
Councilman.
June 8th. Well, I start with the committee, then I was going to ask. Okay, we'll go to the council. Council member Travis?
It's just a question, but in June, I think it's June. No, it's April. And normally we have the 1st and the 3rd. I believe it's the 6th and the 20th. But I see we have the 27th. And the only concern I had was it's going to be April 27th, and the next one's May 4th. That's very close. I don't even know if you can prepare the dockets that fast. But that's close. I mean, I don't care about changing it. I thought of school vacation, but I think school vacation is the 13th, the week of the 13th. I'm not sure. I think it's the second week. So I was just curious because I seen it got moved. We normally have 1st and 3rd. That's all. So only a question.
I have no idea when the Warwick school vacation is.
I just know that we had usually typically moved them for the school vacations. If you want to move something closer, we could move April 6th up and move it to the 8th. And make it a Wednesday. I didn't know that it would make that much difference, though.
I don't mind the Mondays. It's just that it just looked odd on the paper that it was so close. And I know we normally do the 1st and 3rd Monday, so I was just curious.
Thank you.
I understand your comment about April 27th to May 4th is a relatively short period of time. And if anyone wants to suggest a change, now is the time to do it.
Mr. Chairman, I yes, just Mr. would like President. To keep it the April vacation so we can spend time with our family if we have kids in school. I know a lot of us don't have kids in school, so that's why I put that in there.
Yeah, but the school... Sorry.
Yes.
School vacation is the 13th, the week of the 13th. So the 20th would still work.
Well, I'm going to be away on vacation. So I'm not, that was one of the weeks that I had picked. So, I mean, I was trying to accommodate everybody's schedule.
What I was suggesting was that perhaps the May 4th day could be moved to Wednesday instead so that they're not as close.
That's fine with me.
I would make a motion to move the Monday, May 4th meeting to May 6th and the June 8th meeting to June 10th.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I don't get what you're doing here. I thought we would make a move till from April 6th to April 8th to condense it. Just to let you know now, if you, and I understand we can't accommodate everyone's issues, but I can tell you that I have a rigid schedule that will prevent me from being here on Wednesday, May 6th. That is a Wednesday. May 6th. It was suggested to move May 4th up to May 6th. I don't know if that helps or not, but just want to let you know on May 6th, because of a family issue, that Wednesday, typically a Wednesday is a problem for me.
That's fine, Wood. I understand what you're saying about April 6th. If that were moved to April 8th, would that be a conflict for you?
fine.
It does not appear to be. The answer, I would say, at this time, does not fall into that cycle.
That would shorten the...
Mm-hmm.
That would make it picked up 2 days on in the month of April. So I will change my motion to change the first meeting in April to April 8th and the first meeting in June to June 10th.
Mr. Chairman, why are we changing the first meeting in April?
Because
there is a gap,
because the second meeting is April 27th, and there would be a longer period of time between them. The closeness of April 27th and May 4th.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, as you know, I'm the primary sponsor on this calendar. I don't see a benefit to changing April 6th to April 8th. In July, we have one meeting. In August, we have one meeting. To change this to April 8th instead of April 6th, I don't think 2 days is going to make any difference in anyone's, and I'm not trying to speak for everyone, I'm just talking out loud, but to change it for 2 days, it could be disruptive to people's schedules who function under the first and the third meeting of the month. I think we have to consider not only our own issues, but the issues of our colleagues, our council liaison, our solicitors, and the members of the public. So I don't see changing that from April 6th to April 8th is going to give us any benefit at all. I think it just may be more disruptive to everyone.
Does anyone else have any comment on that? Because I personally don't feel strongly about changing the April dates as they are currently listed. But
well, Mr. Chairman, I'll give my comments now, and then we'll let everyone else decide on what their choice is. But I'm fine with the April 6th, and I'm fine with the June 8th, and I'll tell you why, because we use by the end of Memorial Day, the week after Memorial Day is when we do the budget. The budget has to be finalized by June 1st. That'll give us a week to prepare for the upcoming to continue city business, and then to move on to June 22nd. I think it'll also just in this final, now that we're... you know, as we talked about before, I understand that we're looking at April 27th to May 4th, but the department heads can certainly be kind of given a polite reminder by the council that we'll have two meetings, and therefore if they want to, before the budget hearings, they want to come up with any of the city business that they want to get done, understanding that in a couple months we'll be heading into the July and August one meeting recess. I would encourage that, but I have no problem with a week wait. I agree with you. If it was June 2nd or June 1st, that'd have been way too much on that Monday. But it's the 8th, so we're fine. I'm good with the calendar as written, understanding that the council president was trying to accommodate vacation time given by everyone. I'm fine with the calendar as written. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I'd like to go back to the April dates. I think the April 6th was not what Councilwoman Travis was bringing up. She was talking about the April 27th. So then it would be back-to-back Monday. So it would be April 27th, and then the next Monday is May 4th, so back-to-back meetings. Whereas the school vacation is the week of the 13th. So I was thinking the week of the 20th, which would be the regular first and third.
Councilman, that's the weekend I was going to be away. So I already scheduled something not knowing. So that's why I had asked for the 27th.
Okay. We're looking at all nine. That's just my suggestion.
Does anyone else have any further? Councilwoman Travis?
Yeah, I don't know. We advertise normally, it's the first and the third Monday of the month. We all understand that if it's a holiday, it goes on that day, okay? And I grant you, you know, we have to change some, but when we, and I'm not being disrespectful about changing it for personal reasons or whatever. I almost took a fit because I thought it was school vacation, and I said, oh my God, six of us are affected by that, whether your wife's a school teacher or you got kids in the school system. That would be a lot of people too. And I didn't know what the reason was. Because I was trying to think. I said, oh, is that school vacation? And, you know, that's going to mess everything up. And like I said, you know, Councilman Sinopi's got a son in school. I have grandchildren in school if we wanted to go away. McAllister's got a wife in school. We have, you know, yourself, Mr. Councilman Crawley, Councilman McElroy. There's like six of us. And Councilman Howell's a teacher. So I don't know if he has that same school vacation. But now I see that President has changed it because you're going to be away. And I'm not going to be disrespectful.
Well,
I'm just curious because we do have pro temp for reasons for that reason.
So if you don't want me present, that's up to you.
No, I'm just saying. I was concerned about six people because I thought that was the reason.
Well,
now I find out it's because
I
of you.
I think that's why we circulate the council calendars. So we can accommodate different things. But more importantly, when we have a special meeting, for example, on October 2nd, we wanted to have it before then, I think September 23rd, two council members were going to be away. We accommodate their schedule. For about 15 years, and you would know, Councilwoman, because you've been on a long time, we always had back-to-back meetings. We always had Monday. So to me, it's nothing new because probably for the first 15 years I was on the council, that's the way it was. But, you know, that's why I had requested it.
Chairman?
Councilman Sinopi?
Just wanted to chime in. So April 8th, also I prefer not to do that and to stick with the April 6th schedule for similar reasons as Councilman Lattiser pointed out. It messes with my schedule.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said about the 6th.
I'd prefer to keep April 6th as is rather than changing it to the 8th.
That's fine.
Other than that, as far as meetings being moved in general, this particular calendar, it wasn't an issue, but I also like the ability to request things to be moved based on scheduling so that we all have the option to attend. Just throwing it out there.
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah,
if I may. We've had back-to-back meetings plenty of times since I've been on this city council. Listen, we have plenty of issues that we can choose to argue about. We have plenty of major financial issues that we need to deal with. This is a simple change in the calendar. That's what we're talking about. I concur with Councilman Howe. It's not a big deal. We've had it before. Can we just move the question? Thank you.
Okay. I was the one that originally proposed moving June 8th. I don't think that is a big deal because the budget will be adopted by June 1st. The calendar as it stands is fine with me. Do I have a motion?
Motion to accept the calendar as written. Motion to approve PCR 130-19.
Before we do that, can we find out if there's anyone from the public that has any questions concerning the calendar? Okay. Now your motion.
Motion to approve PCR 130-19 for favorable action.
Second. Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. What did we amend?
Councilman Lattiser, I had stated
June
that
10th.
I had stated that I was fine with the June 8th date,
okay,
having learned that it was a week in between which was why I had...
So June 8th is not an issue?
It will not change from the printed one that we have, at least as a recommendation from this committee. We will be adjourned at 7... Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we adjourned at 7:49.